Welcome to the Anger Zone podcast. I'm Danica Holt, a professional certified life coach who specializes in helping you to stop getting angry, repair your damaged relationships, and live the life you're really meant to live. Hey y'all, today we are talking about indulgent emotions. And indulgent emotions are those feelings that we love to feel, but are actually kind of uncomfortable and not particularly useful. When I say love to feel, what I mean is they're kind of our go-to emotions. So they're emotions like overwhelm and stress, confusion, and worry. When we are trying not to feel something else, then we go to those because they feel more comfortable than whatever lies beneath them. So usually when we think of an indulgence, you know, we think of like partaking of something that is excessive and usually not very useful or not what we need. So think of like that third bowl of ice cream or the extra handbag or a new pair of super cute shoes or whatever it is. It's that extra thing that we just don't need and isn't useful to us. These indulgent emotions are the same thing. We believe so hard that we need them. We believe that we need to be stressed out. If we're not stressed out, we're not going to get it done. We believe that we need to be overwhelmed because if we're not overwhelmed, then we're not working hard enough. We don't have enough to do. Or we're not busy enough. We believe that we need to be confused because I just don't know what to do about it. So it's easier to just be confused than to take responsibility. Or, oh, but I have to worry. If I'm not worried, I don't care about this person. If I don't worry, then I don't have a heart. I'm heartless and cold. You don't actually need these emotions. You think you do. But really, they're excessive and they're not useful. So why, if they're not useful, do we indulge in these emotions? Why do we indulge in overwhelm, stress, confusion, and worry? Y'all, we do it because it's familiar. You can predict your reaction to stress. You've been stressed out so many times in your life. You know exactly how it feels and how you'll respond and how you'll behave. You know how you're going to respond to overwhelm or confusion or worry because you've felt it so many times before. It is familiar. So if we indulge in these emotions, then we don't have to face the real cause of our distress. Okay, so two of my personal favorite indulgent emotions are overwhelm and stress. And when I say they're my favorite, I don't mean that I actually like them. I mean that they're the ones that I go to all the time. They drive me crazy. And yet they're way more comfortable than facing what lies beneath them. Perfect example. Right now, it's Friday afternoon, and as I prepare this podcast, y'all, I have 140 pounds of peaches hanging out in my kitchen right now, just waiting to be boiled, sliced, and bottled. I'm also getting ready to go on a backpacking trip. I have not packed for this backpacking trip, and quite honestly, I'm not really looking forward to pooping in the woods. Also, I just signed 3 new clients, which is awesome, and they're starting next week. But I'm getting them ready for that. And then I'm also working on marketing for my coaching practice. And I'm working on doing all the things for my business. Oh, and did I mention that my husband wants to leave for this said backpacking trip 15 minutes ago. Did I also mention that I have 3 kids and 2 dogs who all want my attention right now? Plus, I want to get this podcast published. Normally it's published Friday morning and here it is, Friday afternoon, still not published. Hello, stress and overwhelm. Here's the thing, y'all. I know all the things, right? I know how to allow my feelings. I'm a life coach. I know how to challenge my beliefs. I know how to create productive emotion. So why am I feeling so dang overwhelmed and stressed in this moment? Y'all, it's because I'm a human being, right? We're all human beings. We feel these emotions because we're human. So long as you are human, you're gonna feel them. So when you feel these indulgent emotions, I want you to know that there's no shame and no judgment. Okay, I used to judge myself all the time for these emotions, but that also is not useful. However, awareness helps us to let a different emotion take the driver's seat when we're feeling these emotions. Like right now, for example, I'm here getting this podcast ready for publication. Not because I'm overwhelmed and I'm stressed. It's because I'm letting my determination and my commitment drive right now. I still feel the stress. It's right there. I can see it. I can feel it. It's there. And the overwhelm. But y'all, they're chilling in the back seat. And quite honestly, the more I work and focus on this, the more overwhelm seems to get a little bit sleepy in the backseat there. So how do we put these indulgent emotions back there in the backseat where they belong? Okay, let's be super clear here for just a second. I will never suggest that you avoid feeling any emotion. When we avoid our emotions, that's when we have a problem. So please never avoid your emotions. Let yourself feel them. Allow yourself to feel them. But let your more productive emotions drive the car. Because y'all, you're feeling a lot of emotions all at the same time, all the time. So you get to choose which one drives the car. Put those indulgent emotions in the backseat because they don't know how to drive very well. They're like toddlers. You let them drive the car and something crazy is going to happen. Put them in the backseat, buckle them up, let them be there. But let your determination drive. Let something else more productive drive the car, okay? Putting those indulgent emotions in the backseat isn't as hard as it may seem. All you have to do is ask yourself some questions. Ask yourself, why am I feeling overwhelmed or stressed or confused or whatever the emotion is? And your brain is going to come up with all sorts of reasons. For example, when I ask myself why I'm feeling overwhelmed, my answers look something like this today. I have 140 pounds of peaches that need to be processed. They'll go bad if I wait until Saturday and when we get back from our backpacking trip. I have a podcast to finish up. I have people out there who need this message. They're struggling too, and I can help them find a little relief because they've been where they are. They need me. My clients need me to be at the top of my game next week so I can help them. We're going backpacking 20 minutes ago, and I'm not physically or emotionally ready. These darn little rugrats are making a huge mess and I don't have time to clean it up before I leave. Y'all, notice all of those reasons I have for feeling overwhelmed. I have way too much to do and a net negative amount of time to do it. So why am I feeling stressed? I don't want to let anyone down. I don't want to let my husband down. He's been looking forward and planning to this trip for months and it's already been put off once. I don't want to disappoint my clients. I want to over-deliver. I want them to get so much value out of their experience with me that their lives will change forever. Y'all, I really, really, really don't want to poop in the woods. What if it doesn't come out? What if it gets on me or my clothes? So gross. So you guys, I definitely have a lot of really legitimate reasons, right? To indulge in overwhelm and stress. But y'all, stress and overwhelm aren't particularly useful. They feel way better than really getting to the root of the problem, but they're not useful. Okay. And even as much as I don't like how they still feel better. Okay. So the peaches, the podcasts, the people, the poop, none of those are actually the reason I feel overwhelmed. So as uncomfortable as it is, I need to go and dig a little bit deeper. So do you. When you feel these emotions, you don't stop there. You dig deeper. Ask yourself, what am I making all of this mean about me? So let's break it down. What am I making the peaches mean about me? I am making the peaches mean that I was silly to buy them in the first place. I'm wasting my time, my energy, and my money on something that we don't need. And when I waste money and time and resources, that makes me an irresponsible person, an irresponsible mother, an irresponsible wife, just an irresponsible person. What am I making having an unpublished podcast on a Friday afternoon mean about me? Again, that I'm an irresponsible business owner. What about the letting people down? I'm making that mean that I'm not good enough at whatever they need me to be. And let's not forget bowel movements in the woods. I make it mean that I'm a prissy little princess because I don't want to relieve myself without a toilet. I'm making it mean that I'm not tough enough to haul a 30-pound pack, one husband, two dogs, and three kids on a romp through the wilderness. And if I'm not tough enough, then I must be weak. Y'all, those thoughts are painful. But here's the beauty of awareness. Even as I'm writing out these thoughts and feeling their accompanying emotions, I'm already challenging them, right? That's what you have to do. You have to challenge those thoughts by asking if it's true. So are all those things really true? Am I weak? Hell no, I'm going on a backpacking trip. That's not something that someone who's weak does, right? Am I irresponsible to buy all of those peaches when I don't have time to process them? No, I'm not irresponsible. Exuberant, perhaps. They were 30 cents a pound. That doesn't mean that I'm an irresponsible person. If I let someone down, does that mean anything about me? Not at all. It doesn't mean that I'm not good enough. So that's what you have to ask yourself. Is that really true? And y'all, when you're feeling stressed or worried or overwhelmed or confused, and you ask yourself what you're making it mean about you, then you ask yourself if it's really true. I guarantee you, whatever your brain comes up with, it's not true. It's just a thought. It's simply an opinion that you've adopted about yourself. So what other opinions could you have about yourself? What other ways could you look at this? What emotions would those opinions create? And how do they serve you? That's a real question. What are they doing for you in your life? Are they helping you and supporting you? Are they helping you to become who you want to become and show up in this world the way you want to show up? Or are they getting in your way? Y'all, if you would like help with indulgent emotions or any of these other topics that we've talked about on the podcast, then just go ahead and go to theangerzone.com and click the Stop Getting Angry button, and we'll book a consultation call. And on that call, I'll coach you a little bit, and then we'll get started on helping you to deal with your emotions in a healthy way. And you'll get started in diminishing your overwhelm and your stress and your worry and your confusion. Alrighty, we'll see you next week. Bye.